The District of Squamish has revealed its top earners in its Statement of Financial Information, SOFI, report for 2024. SOFI documentation is provincially mandated to be released by all municipalities on an annual basis for transparency reasons. The report was shared to Council at their June 17 special business meeting. Who earned the most out of the elected officials? Collectively, Council members brought home a total of $374,502, with Mayor Armand Herford bringing home the biggest bucks at $100,945. His fellow six councillors brought home almost half of that figure, with Chris Pittingle and John French earning $47,082 each. Lauren Greenlaw, Jenna Stoner and Andrew Hamilton earning $45,593, and Eric Anderson with $42,614. Anderson's salary was reduced for a portion of 2024 after he was found to have breached a section of the community charter and a portion of council's code of conduct by disclosing confidential information. Council members reportedly issued a motion of censure against Anderson on October 24, 2023, which resulted in his pay being reduced, his appointments to external and internal committees and boards revoked, removal from the acting mayor rotation, and a pledge of his recommitment to the code of conduct. The penalties were in place for 12 months from when council considered the investigator's report. Expenses. Council members claimed a total of $37,362 of expenses, with Mayor Herford claiming the highest amount at $11,188, followed by Count Stoner with $4,936, followed by Count Pittingle with $4,576. In comparison with 2023, elected officials took home a total of $361,900 in remuneration last year between them, with Mayor Armand Herford earning $97,558, and the six councillors earning $44,057 each. That same year, they claimed a total of $44,426 in expenses, with Herford claiming the most at $11,503. District staff remuneration and expenses. The district is also required by provincial legislation to report on remuneration paid to employees who earn over $75,000, of which there were 183 in 2024. Collectively, the employees earned a total of $27,835,006. In comparison, in 2023, there were 108 employees who earned a total of $11,679,085 between them. Of the top-paid public servants in 2024, the highest-paid employee was the Chief Administrative Officer, SAO, Linda Glenday. The SAO brought home a total of $265,605 and claimed $13,733 in expenses. This is up $31,184 from last year when Glenday took home $234,421. Next up was General Manager of Community Development Julie Wenji, who earned $184,750 and claimed $2,295. Also in the top five paid employees was the General Manager of Financial, Information Technology and Procurement Services, Heather Boxrid, who earned $184,159 and claimed $1,106 in expenses. Alongside Boxrid was General Manager of Corporate Services William Bill Stoner took home $180,767 and claimed $848 in expenses, followed by Squamish Fire Rescue Fire Chief Aaron Foote, who earned $173,787 and claimed $3,722 in expenses. Goods and services. Also included in the SOFI report is the list of payments to suppliers of goods and services that are over $25,000. Topping the list was a figure of $8,319,826 that was paid to Tritech Group Limited, a company that, according to their website, provides integrated design, project management, and construction services for water infrastructure projects. Next up were payments to Kinetic Construction Limited. totaling $7,213,190, and the Receiver General of Canada, which received $6,104,379 for Royal Canadian Mounted Police, RCMP, services. Wrapping up the top five highest-paid goods and services suppliers were Unitech Construction Management Limited, which received $5,939,879, and the Squamish-Lillooet Regional District, which was paid $5,057,929 throughout the year. Also among the listed companies was the parent company of the Squamish Chief, Pacific Coast Publications, which received $141,313 for legislatively required public notices and advertisements. The district also paid a sum of $65,989 to Amazon. The entire SOFI document can be read on the District of Squamish website. With files from Scott Tibbles, the Squamish Chief.